Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body-mind-spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone.
Today on Conscious Conversations, we are talking about astrology from the perspective of consciousness.
Okay, what does that mean, Joan?
Well, from the perspective of consciousness, reality is a hologram and that everything is created by consciousness, so it's able to change at any moment. So how does astrology fit into this construct? And we're going to have to talk about having fun and playing in this realm of density and effort. And I'm going to mention this a couple times for folks, so get your pencils out because this is a live show today and you can call in and talk to us at 888-627-6008. So if you've got your pencils now, it's 888-627-6008.
They dial one first?
They don't have to if they don't want to.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I love it. All right. And what do we got going on in our lives that everybody needs to know?
Do you want to tell everybody about tomorrow's Conscious Conference call?
Oh, right. Everybody, if you're not local to either Joan or I here in the Northwest, you can join us on our free conference call we offer once a month. And it is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So wherever you are in the world, you can call in and participate with us. So we have just wonderful fun. It's usually about an hour long. We drop into heart space. We look at what we're all collectively noticing and been playing with. And it's a wonderful opportunity for those of you that are not local to attending any of our play groups or meetups, etc. And you can join in and be live with us. So we invite you to play that way with us.
Yes, yes. It's a lot of fun. And we also record it for you so that you can listen to it again in the comfort of your own home or wherever you're
yes.
going.
Yes. And you want to do that. You connect with use our Gmail address, Conscious with Joan and Janet. At gmail.com, and you'll get the phone numbers and you can join and play with us.
You can also go to my website, which is joan-newcomb.com, and I have a page for the Conscious Conference call, and you can connect with us there, and we will send you an email with the super secret phone number and access code. So
All right. And we've got all these meetup groups that we're doing now, so let's get those in and out, and so we'll get on with our show.
All right. Yes, we are going to town. We are just going to town with meetups. We've got about 5 meetups to announce, and I've got a couple of other things to announce. So what I'll do is I'll do the meetups, and I'll hand you over to your meetup, and then I'll do my couple little things, and then we can get on with the show. So meetups. So we are doing meetups in Tacoma and Seattle, and actually Lacey and Janet's doing it in Portland. And you can go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, and I've got the meetup page there with all the most recent episodes, recent events. It has become a really exciting thing. People are gathering all over the place, and we're talking about consciousness, and we're talking about our unique and different and similar experiences of this wild time that we're in. And then I share a consciousness technique or two to help people navigate it with more ease and effortlessness.
And I host a weekly meetup at my home here in Portland. And you can go to my website at Janet and Beyond.com. Oh, God. All right. I met up someplace, I can tell. Okay. And find out the information there if you want, or email me at janetb@janetandbeyond.com and I'll send you info about that. Or check Meetup. It's Conscious Conversations with Janet, and you can find it that way.
And
you have a group, right? You have a workshop or something coming up?
No, actually we have a workshop coming up, but I have had two workshops, which I have, and webinars, which okay. I have recorded. So those recordings are available for y'all at super special prices. If one is on consciousness techniques, and it really encapsulates some really core important things for navigating life as consciousness, and you can create your own inner miracles that way. And the other one is accessing unseen help for life, health, and business. So you can connect with your unseen helpers and do amazing things, expand your business, improve your health, and redirect your life, transform your life. So both of those are on my website. But Janet and I are actually doing a workshop together in mm-hmm. October at Crystal Voyage in Tacoma. So if you're just a short drive away in Seattle or Olympia or elsewhere, or maybe you want to fly in for this, Janet and I are going to be strutting our stuff and doing our consciousness techniques and basically creating some really can't say the word on the air, but fantastic transformation for the area. And that's on Sunday, October 18th at 1:30 at Crystal Voyage. And it's a 3-hour workshop that is going to just knock your socks off.
And we look forward to seeing you there. So let's see. Astrology. Are we ready to talk about it?
I'm always ready to talk about astrology.
Joan has a great background in astrology and Finhorm and Earth and all kinds of different things. I kind of take a little looser approach. So we're going to learn a lot with her today as she tries to sort some stuff out for us. But it's really about how astrology is a morphic field. It is a system that's been designed over time, and it's how you want to interact with it. So people that are powerful, and that is an important component of how they live life, they can have great fun with it. And I'm sure our listeners are all over the place with how they feel about Earth magic. To me, astrology just seems a lot like Earth magic, doesn't it, Joan? I mean, I guess you reference it differently, but it's the Earth in relationship to other places, planets, stars, moons.
Well, there's a lot to be said, and I think I'll wait for us to drop into heart space to give a consciousness perspective of it.
Okay.
The way you can think of astrology is as energetic weather. And so energetic weather is happening all the time, and you can choose to show up with your umbrella or stay at home. So within that, you have a lot of choices, and there might be, depending on what neighborhood you're living in or what part of the country you're living in, you know, the weather would be affecting you more than at other times. So that's kind of a very bland explanation. And from the perspective of consciousness, however, as consciousness, we are creating everything down to the smallest detail. And so we're creating this hologram to have the illusion of weather and the experience of weather. And it's really sort of about, do you want to play with it? Do you want to have fun with this part of things or not?
I'm seeing from Don, our engineer, we need to announce that if you want to listen only live line, we have a different phone number. Are you seeing that posted, Joan?
Actually, I had asked him to tell people who call in that aren't intending to ask questions to call okay. back on the 716-784-0150 line, because that's the listen only line. So if you would okay. rather be listening to this instead of on your computers, on your phones, the listen only number is 716-748-0150. But I did put out earlier, both on Twitter, Facebook, and stuff like that, that if you want to call and talk to us, the number is 888-627-6008. But that is only for people who are going to be asking questions.
Okay. All right. So where's our time on this right now? Are we ready for our first break?
He said 2 minutes, 54 seconds ago. Anytime now. So you are listening to Conscious Conversation. This is Joan and Janet, and we have to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned because we're talking about astrology from the perspective of consciousness in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about astrology from the perspective of consciousness.
Ooh, goody. Okay, what are we going to do? We're going to drop into heart and then continue our discussion?
Yeah, let's take us into heart space. And is there anything you want to tell new listeners about heart space?
Well, let's see. If you're new or if you're still questioning or whatever, heart-centered awareness. There's a concept for you. And that's the reality. Where we are consciousness, we are one. We are losing our individuality, and we're into the all. And whatever you want to call it, there is that place within us where the authentic self shows up, free of the thinking, which is about ego and mind. And really, we want to think from our hearts and what that's like. So it's a place that doesn't have rationalizing and reasoning to it. It's just where information shows up. And that's the state we're always looking to empower on our show here. And it's about grace. It's about a state of warmth, support, and non-judgment. Really, really important. And it is also the state of potential, where potential is as valued as energy, as much as energy. It is the place where things are just information. They're not things anymore. They're just bits of information that you access. And this is the state that Joan and I have learned and empowered and enjoyed so much over these last years, that where truth is, and truth being elusive, and one thing in a moment and might be something different in the next, but it's the place of quiet. It's the sacred space. And lots of different traditions call it lots of different things. So whatever your language is, it is the place of heart-centered awareness. So let's see. Let's just take a break. Let's just notice. Stop what you're doing. Create a space for yourself to be comfortable. And it doesn't matter if you're listening right now, or if you're listening in the future, or if you're listening maybe from the past, because in our world, there is no time or space in this universe, in this reality. This is where you are not who you think you are. You are just holographic projection of a state of consciousness. So just notice your breath. Let's see how this shows up today. I think a lot of people are in their head. So everybody, if you feel like you've been thinking a lot, making decisions and choices, just stop it. Oh, if it was only that easy, right? All right, it'll get easier. So just relax. Raise your shoulders. Drop your shoulders. Raise your shoulders and drop your shoulders. And as you do, the next time, you're going to bring your awareness. So raise those shoulders and just drop the shoulders. Drop your awareness down into what feels like your heart, physical heart. And breathe. Notice that. All right. Now, just go beyond that. And the field of the heart is really these concentric circles that are going in different directions. And then that first one, just notice your emotional terrain. And from neutral, non-judgmental, just notice what your emotions are doing. Are they chasing you today? Tell them to stop it. Just notice. See if it's a color maybe or a thing, whatever it might be. Just notice. Don't judge. There you go. Now go beyond. You're going to go into the definition of heart that is the core, the essence of all. Into there. Into the beyond. There you go. Okay, and breathe. And this is the field of potential. This is the field where time has no meaning. Space and dimension have no meaning. There you go. There we go. I'll just let it roll off the shoulders. And today, as we talk about maybe astrology and all the other things that show up in consciousness, as we track you, the listener out there, and maybe the callers, what comes out, your truth in the moment. Just let yourself be. What it's like to just let yourself be. No, there we go, Joan. That just did it. Okay. What you noticing, girl?
Well, it's very interesting because as you were leading us into heart space, I started getting all sorts of impressions. And the impressions for me were things from like 3 years ago. And when I looked at my notes to talk about astrology, I realized that there are some cycles that are going on right now that have their roots back in two and a half, 3 years ago.
Okay.
So that's part of the fun thing to do with astrology is how it threads through time. So, and your cat says,
And Cookie says, All right. And Cookie is leaving this physical embodiment here over the next couple of days. So if you'll all be patient with me, because she wants to be part, and whenever Joan and I do this radio show, she shows up from the other room, and I can't close the door because she'll sit there and cry at it. So we leave the door open, but she loves to join us in heart space. So
yes,
we've brought her forth with us. So, all right, continue, Joan.
Sure,
astrology.
I will. So I will.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say a few things. I'll say a few things about astrology for folks, and then I'm going to say a lot of things about consciousness.
Okay.
All right. So right now, and the reason why we brought this up is that this is a pretty jam-packed month. We just had a major solar eclipse, and in a week and a half or so, we have a major lunar eclipse. And eclipses happen every 6 months. They bring very sudden openings, beginnings and endings. And they have their own cycle that goes anywhere from 6 months to two and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going on. And also we have Saturn is actually changing signs. It doesn't completely do that till December. But we've got a kind of cycle going on for the next 3 months, which is a completion of a cycle that's been going on for about 2.5-3 years that is a pretty major influence on people. So those are a couple big things that are happening. And then that's something that happens fairly frequently is tomorrow Mercury is going retrograde, and that happens about 3 times a year. And that just creates technological snafus, travel snarls, miscommunication, don't sign contracts, don't buy any electronics. Just during these 3 weeks, be careful with your travel plans. You can travel during Mercury retrograde, but just be very, very precise about your plans. And then if you're doing anything like interviewing for jobs, The things that work best during a Mercury retrograde is when you're going for a job that you've either interviewed at before or a job that you used to work at before. It's a, something about it going back over to the past. So all of that stuff, though, if you look at it from the perspective of consciousness, is that consciousness is creating this reality. You can think of this reality like a hologram. You can think of it as constructed like a CGI or a video game. The video game has programs, it has things that make it look very, very real. And so as you come into this reality as consciousness, you've got elements of it that influence it, that make it real. So you've got the story of planets and gravitational pulls, and you've got, so we've got weather and rain and tides and air currents and all those sorts of things that make up this reality. And just as if you were living in Sweden, you would have created a reality where you're just going, you have been in the time of year where you've had almost 24 hours a day of daylight. You know, the sun may hover, go down and hover on the horizon at midnight. It's the land of the midnight sun. And you're, in the next month or so, you're going to start seeing the sun rising later and later, where it doesn't come up till 10 o'clock in the morning, goes down at 3 o'clock at night. I've completely veered off of astrology here, but I'm just showing that we have created really interesting experiences. And don't resist the experiences. Go with the flow of the experiences. So this could be so have fun in this reality is what I'm talking about. So it's having a bigger perspective. So that's when you're viewing it as consciousness, you're having a bigger, more empowered perspective. You are at choice with how you're experiencing it. If you are experiencing it from your body personality, which is all very fearful and life and death, and, you know, bodies aren't going to make it out of this lifetime alive, then you'll feel like this is predetermined, that you're powerless over this. There's nothing you can do. You have no choice. You will feel burdened by the eclipses or burdened by the surprises that happen.
Now, I would think that my experience of astrology is the little thing in the paper, Sidney Omar or something years ago, you know, and you would read your daily horoscope and you'd be kind of hit and miss about it. You'd look at it and go, oh, okay, sure, fine. And then you'd either forget about it and, you know, the next day there's something different. And it's like it had such a general feeling to it. But then you can sometimes, I've had the pleasure of working with an astrologer and they go, whoa, all right, you really nailed that. And you wonder, okay, well, aren't people more specific? It's like, how does this all get started?
Well, actually, Janet, you know, the one way that would make, yes, when you read it in the paper, you're only getting a small portion of what really affects you. So, Janet, you're a Libra, but isn't your rising sign also Libra? Do you know?
Yeah, I think so. My birthday is September 25th. Next week, I'll be 61, for heaven's sakes. Okay. Nobody who knew, who could have predicted that? Yeah, next week we'll celebrate my birthday.
Well, so the thing is that you need to know your rising sign because it's as important as your sun sign.
Yeah, my rising sign is Libra.
So you see, when you look in the paper, you have a higher percentage of that sun sign horoscope being more accurate for you because you've just got one sign to read. For instance, my rising sign is Cancer, but my sun sign is Taurus. Very, very different qualities and characters and stuff. So I tend to find that I've actually heard the opposite is true, but I kind of feel like the Cancer side of me is really my internal side and my sun sign, my Taurus side is the external side. I've been told that it's actually the opposite, but people more see me as hard and bullish as opposed to see the part that's
got it. So in terms of consciousness and how you engage your sense of astrology, what's that like? How much credence do you give it? Because astrology seems like a morphic field to me.
Yeah.
Like everything is. And so it's how you participate with it.
Right.
So
So it is just part of the fun storyline that we create in coming into the body. So we've created whether or not, you know, our bodies are male or female or something in between. We've created exactly when and where we're born. We've created the parents that we have. So we've created the astrological storyline as well.
It
is all part of the script that we've written.
Got it. So for our listeners out there, as you hold in heart space here, just maybe let's just allow information to show up. So think about what your astrological sign is, if you know it. I mean, some of you may not, or I think pretty much these days everybody does that kind of thing. And what would it be like if that power animal or whatever could talk to you? That might be interesting, don't you think, Joan? I mean, what is the essence? Every astrological sign has a symbol, correct?
Right.
So what would it be like if that symbol could offer you information? Now, I know that you got 12 houses and we're a composite of all that, you know, all those different slices of information there. And how to utilize best. I mean, this is a fun thing. I know it's very serious for a lot of people. And it totally dictates how they make choices and stuff. So how do we have fun with this? Give us some examples. How to have fun with it.
So the way I would suggest having fun is to have a playful approach to it. Realize that you are greater than your body personality and your sun and your rising sign. You are an infinite being. You are consciousness, and you have created all of this down to the smallest detail. When you experience it, when you approach it from this vaster awareness in physical form, then it becomes an amusing game to play. So as we're in heart space, you know that wonderful expansive feeling that we have when we're in heart space. And really, you know, the thing is, we'll come up with topics here and then you lead us into heart space and it's like, well, why are you even talking about these topics? Because they're not really important. It's just so lovely to be in heart space. So you're experiencing that expansive feeling of consciousness when we're in heart space. And then viewing astrology from heart space just becomes a fun tool to use. And just as fascinating as if you were following the weather.
Okay, so what can we offer our listeners?
I just
as a technique or something that comes to mind that they can do from this perspective about their personal sign, for instance.
Okay, well, so rather than leading them in a guided meditation about that, I think what I would be more inclined to do is either have them drop into heart space,
we're
already there. And if you're not getting a greater experience of who you are from this heart space and realizing that you're not your physical body, so, you know, you have a physical body that you have created as your vehicle for this lifetime, but you are greater than this. So everything about that body, including, you know, the size it is, the shape it is, the female maleness to it, the age story to it, the astrological sign is all part of your creation as consciousness. So take a deep breath and just reclaim power from that illusion.
And that's the illusion that we are what we are.
Yeah, right. And you know, the thing, the other thing about that is that there's a problem when you call it an illusion, because then it's invalidating that it has reality. You know, and I'm sure, you know, you're sitting in your body over there, Janet, in Portland, and my body's sitting here in Tacoma, and it's like we're saying, we're real. we're not an illusion. We are real. So, you know, within physical reality, we have created something that feels physically real. But you know, another way of looking at this, Janet, is when we do energy sessions for people, we have to approach the energy session with an open mind. So people come to us with their laundry list of things, and they will come to us with diagnosed situations. Well, we can't focus on the diagnosis, and we can't focus on the problem, because then we solidify that as real. So in order for transformation to take place, we have to have this open mind in order to shift and transform it. Mm-hmm. We're not changing that person's astrological sign. We're not changing that person's appearance, you know, at least from the moment they walk out the door, but we're changing the energy configuration within that. So there is something to in that that I'm trying to communicate about that you have freedom within these morphic fields, and you can have fun and play with them if you want. So, you know, if you're wanting to make some big change and you know we're in between a couple of eclipses, this is a great time to step into a new reality, because you'll have a lot of support on an energetic level.
Okay. So breathe, everyone. If there was more support out there than you thought there was, if everything was aligning for you to make different choices. Okay, that's interesting. There's a feeling that things are slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, okay, I like that. There you go. Huh. Well, I think astrology is interesting because it taps into so much different places in us, in consciousness. Since we all serve as placeholders of consciousness, it's a very broad spectrum thing. It affects the heavens and affects us in relationship. So we're talking like consciousness. We're talking big stuff, right? And it's just a way of identifying who we are. And it's like circles within circles. It kind of feels like all these overlapping places we go in and out of. So what is it that's interesting to us about astrology to you? Where did you start with it?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I was just going to throw in there is that there's also Chinese astrology, and there's Vedic astrology, which is, you know, Indian astrology.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
You know, they were creations from the past in order to probably explain morphic fields or to explain mm-hmm. these threads of reality being
mm-hmm.
made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find it fun and interesting. The way I think I would liken it to is when I do clairvoyant readings and I'm predicting the future. One thing I tell people is that the future is not set in stone, and that you create your future through your choices and your actions. And so when I look at a future for someone, I'm looking at a potential timeline out there, and I will see ups and downs and loops and things like that. But that person can make changes to that timeline and have completely different outcomes. So I think that's the thing is that it, you know, I get excited by astrological events. I'm by no means an astrologer, and I haven't studied it. I just have some people that I enjoy following and learning from. But you know, so that is, you know, it reminds me of my mother, who was excited about the weather. So she'd be following the progress of the hurricanes and, you know, the typhoons in the Pacific and the hurricanes in the Atlantic, and she would get so excited by all that stuff. And it's just, you know, it's another creation of us as consciousness. We've created a fascinating physical reality, and the simplest explanation is that we are consciousness creating this reality and form, and then all these different aspects of it, the complexity of it, just shows the immensity of ourselves as consciousness to be creating something like this.
Okay. Are there particular astrologers that you enjoy?
There's several that I have fun with. There is this fellow I've shared with you. He's on YouTube, and he's called the Leo King.
Yeah, right.
He was one of the ones recommended by John Edward. I have a feeling that several of mine all came from that same source. He's a little loud for me sometimes. It's a little hard to take early in the morning, but he has a, he has a good heart, and he does have a very spiritual perspective of it.
Totally. Very enthusiastic, certainly.
Then somebody who's a little easier to take that I enjoy, his name is Steve Judd. He's also on YouTube, and he's from England. So I really resonate. I spent a third of my childhood in England, so I really resonate with his. He gets a little political at times, so he's got some astrological reads about Trump and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then a woman that I've started following who gives incredibly dense, you have to sit there with a notepad because she just has too much information. But I think she went to Cambridge, and her name is Pam Gregory, astrologer. And so I've been enjoying her interpretations of what's going on in the stars too. So,
you know, maybe on our fan book page, we could post these guys' names and contacts, and then that way people can enjoy them.
I'll post links. Yes, I will put.
You know, let people know. All right, so everybody, just be noticing what you're noticing out there. The idea that you are part of the all, and things are in motion around you, and your horoscope is unique to you. I think that works out because even if they're people born in the same exact time, they're probably in different locations. I know those are some of those questions people ask. Oh, you know, would they all be the same? But everyone's unique, and that's all part and perspectives. And of so what if you knew that you were the only one of you? And it was written in the stars. Just notice that. As consciousness. Yeah, there we go. There we go. I really think we need to own that a little bit more, that we are part of it all. And someone took time to notice and track information. I mean, I think most of these traditions must come from observation over a long period of time, whether it was the Indian or the Chinese and whatever, Western, wherever these belief systems get built from. So just notice and just let it be a game. It doesn't have to be serious. It's as serious as you want it to be, which is what the truth of it is how much do you want to focus in any particular anything? Yeah. Okay, there's something in that back of the neck. All right, everybody. So just go to the back of your neck. And just have a silver thaw. Just let that icy terrain just start to melt. There we go. So what's fun about astrology, Joan?
Well, I think I've been explaining what's fun about astrology. It's just, you know, it's a way of understanding the world more. It's a way of understanding people's personalities. The thing is, when you read, even if you go to something like astro.com and you can enter your birth information and get a very complete personal portrait out of that, the thing I realize is that a lot of it is written about the configurations of your personality, but doesn't take into consideration how you might be later on in life. So it could be discussion aspects of your personality that might have been true when you're in your 20s, but when you're in your 60s, it might be completely different. So that's, you know, I find it enjoyable. I find it exciting. It's interesting to explain things that come up. We can all sit around it. Well, so another thing that's been going on for a while has been this configuration of Uranus and Pluto. And when they come together, they create a time of very radical transformation. And the last time that they had been in this same configuration for the period of time that they have been now. That was the late 1960s. So if you look at everything that's been going on in the last several years, including, you know, like Occupy Wall Street and all the protests and the fall of all governments, Arab Spring, all of that was Pluto-Uranus influenced. Well, look at all the things that happened in the 1960s that completely, you know, protesting war and people, you know, dropping out and becoming hippies and all that whole movement. We're having a very similar experience right now. So that's astrology is just a way of explaining it.
Got it. I think it's it allows people to think bigger than themselves. You know, I mean, day-to-day life seems like you have to really just keep your nose to the grindstone, etc. And I think what tickles people in the daily thing is the horoscope is like, no, there's worlds out there that are interacting. So here you're describing something, some configuration that shows up, what, every 40 years or something, and or 50 years, and big change happens in that configuration, in that time. It is one influencing the other? Doesn't have to, but it seems to. And is there anything lost in having those kind of connections? I don't think so. It makes life interesting, right? It's consciousness. So how do you know when something says it's been thousands of years since it was before? That cycle, like you just described, there's a 40, 50-year one.
Well, astrologers know this because they have ephemerises that they've been keeping track. And, you know, astrology was really big back in ancient Egypt. So it's almost like you could say they're the IT of the energetic world. And the thing is I want to keep inviting people to view themselves as consciousness. Mm-hmm. So view themselves as greater than their personalities, greater than their physical form, greater than their problems and the storyline that is in their life, and greater than their history. Because as consciousness, you are. You are an infinite being. You are beyond time and space. You just happen to be focused in physical form. So when I teach my energy classes, I actually teach people how to anchor into their body so they can bring that greater awareness into physical form. And then when you're in physical form, just to have an amused and playful way of interacting in the world. And astrology is just part of it. You know, it's like, don't give up space to astrology, but just know that it's a fun tool to play with on this planet.
I think you're right. I think it's like anything that's powerful, because it's this morphic field of belief, and it's as a, which is conscious and unconscious belief systems collectively held, and they gain a lot of power. Everything fits into that, and it's you're not going to change a morphic field, but you have control over how you relate to it. So if you come at it from a place of, well, isn't that fun and interesting? And it can provide guidelines. I guess I just get caught up with some people I know that said, oh, it's this and it's only that, and you only have so much. And what I appreciate about the perspective of consciousness and looking that is like, well, that's if you don't allow it to be anything but that. Right. And all it is just serving a marker in place and going, oh, okay. So I like tomatoes, and everybody who does this likes tomatoes. So, okay, maybe there are different kinds of tomatoes I can like. I mean, you know, or something happens and you don't have to be limited by that. But it does. I do. I think it makes fun. I like fun.
Yeah.
It provides an excuse sometimes. I can blame it on my sign.
if you experience resistance to something, that is your physical body's perspective, so you could be resisting morphic fields, and if you resist morphic fields, you'll find yourself completely fog bound by them.
Oh yeah.
So, but when you view it as consciousness, you're actually bigger than morphic fields. It's like you are in a kayak going along the river, and you're having fun with the white water that's going on. You're in total command of it.
Got it. So I think it's probably time to come back out. So just notice what it'd be like to bring your awareness back. There you go. Notice that emotional terrain now. What does that look and feel like? There you go. And come back into your physical heart. And give some blessing that is still there, still beating, still working for you. And on the next breath, just come back into being with us. There you go. Mm-hmm. I think we're ready for our commercial break, huh?
That was perfect timing, Janet. So, yes. So, everybody, stay tuned. Hold that wonderful feeling that you're in right now, because we have to stop for a commercial break. But stay tuned, because we'll come back and we'll be talking more about astrology from the perspective of consciousness.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we're talking about astrology from the perspective of consciousness.
Feels pretty good.
Feels
good out there. I think people are getting more the hang of it, of the worth and the value of taking some time. And I know a lot of you listen to this on podcasts, so know that you are part of this. Because that's kind of figured in our state of reality here. And no matter what time or place you're listening to us, you can feel these effects. They're real.
So, well, as consciousness, there is no time or space. So regardless of when you're listening to this, even if you're listening to this like many years ahead of now, you are actually co-creating in this moment. So you have helped co-create this as consciousness. It's a collective creation here. It's a contradiction in terms, actually, because consciousness is really unity, but there's a collective consciousness aspect, which is all of us little individual personalities, which are really consciousness.
Yeah.
I want to tell the folks about what's happening tomorrow night.
Right. We want them to join us. Yeah, that'd be fun. Our free conference call is happening. So that's once a month. Joan and I join with those listeners who'd like to join us in we can't say it a one-to-one basis, but on a close-up and personal basis, right?
I feel like it's a small group experience. So we have it's a small group, a deliberately small group, on a conscious conference call, but it gives a chance for people to ask questions and interact and have a much more intimate experience with us. Yeah. So the way that you can find out about that is once a month, and it's tomorrow, September 17th at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. And email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, or you can find out the page at my website, joan-newcomb.com, and there's a page on conscious conference calls.
Yeah, and if they can't make it, they can get a copy of it or not.
If you register for it, then you will get a recording of it. And just like the show, if you can't physically show up, you've still co-created as consciousness.
Right, definitely.
I'm going to go ahead and throw out the different things going on. We have a bunch of meetups happening. We have meetups in Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and Portland. And you can find out about the ones in the Puget Sound area on my website, joan-newcomb.com, and go to meetups. I've got an advanced consciousness workshop happening this weekend if you want to learn some fundamentals about consciously navigating your life. And then, Janet, you've got one in Portland.
Yeah, and mine meets weekly. We had a great time last night. It was so fun, and it's always unexpected. You never know what's going to show up because it's totally dictated by those that show up. And I dropped, my jaw drops in awe because I just drove up last night from an event in Seattle. And a four-day seminar on consciousness technologies in the body. And it was just wonderful. So I think I'm probably still out somewhere, not quite in a state of reorganization, I guess you can call it. So, Joan, I'm just really noticing there's a lot of quiet, which to me is sacred space.
Yes.
That's not a bad thing at all. And it's a place where you can hear. So I think what people are, this is really old. Astrology's old to me, right? It's awareness has been really held in a deep place that was probably very powerful because they didn't have television, they didn't have technology, but they had what the shaman or whoever the elder was who noticed things, and everything was in an oral tradition. Nothing was written down until it was written down, in the 1400s, I guess. So this speaks to a really...
Because actually, this was all ancient Egyptian and they wrote everything down.
Well, so that's true.
Complicated mathematical thing going on 2000
years ago. I'm flashing on the medieval period for some reason. And I don't know why.
When we were burned at the stake for being astrologers. I'm not certain.
Yeah, that's probably true. Oh, yeah, that one. And so I think this speaks to a really deep place in us as consciousness, as humanity, as a collective.
I also think when you take us into heart space, it takes people into that really deep space. And so, yeah, we've been talking about astrology, but more we've been talking about consciousness. And so when we come back from the break like this, what you're feeling is everybody is just purring. they're just humming along.
Is that what I'm hearing? Okay. I thought it was the cat. Okay. All right. Yeah, no, it's very quiet there.
I want to throw a couple things I wanted to just get in here too.
Okay.
Is that you and I are going to be doing a workshop together.
Yes.
On October 18th. Mm-hmm. It's at Crystal Voyage, and we're going to be doing a consciousness workshop. And folks, this is going to be so much fun because, as you can tell from listening to this show, is that Janet and I have a similar viewpoint, but we have completely opposite ways of approaching it. And Janet is a very, very powerful healer. I mean, she just can create this heart space and everyone is like falling over on the stage. And I come from more of a sort of a clairvoyant background, I'd say. And so I'm much more about shining light on what's going on and teaching. I'm also a teacher, so I teach you how to do these things. So the combination is really potent and you are in for a real treat. So go to my website.
Yeah, and that's in Tacoma, Washington at Crystal Voyage. And if you're, anywhere in the area. And I think we're doing it for like 3 hours and it's pretty reasonably priced. Right. And it'll be fun because that's what we are. We're fun.
Right. And there's a $5 discount if you sign up in advance. And I've got that up on my website. You'll have it up on your website pretty much soon. And what is your website again?
Mine would be janetandbeyond.com, all spelled out, one word. And we do want to mention, we hope that you'll be joining, subscribing at our websites and get our weekly blogs. Joan and I write really well. Very differently, but we both write weekly about life. And you can sign up at our websites. And if you sign up at mine, you get a $25 discount for your first session, if you like. But also, you get this wonderful 10 top tips for enjoying life. And of course, there's much more on there than because, I'm not shy about sharing.
Right. And, she says it's 10, but it's really 28.
Yeah, something like that. So, but you can participate in things with us. We have our fan club on Facebook, and we're on YouTube now. The shows are on YouTube.
subscribe to us on YouTube. And if you want to find us on Facebook, it's Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And on Twitter, it's at Joan and Janet. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. If I tweet pictures of Esther the Wonder Pig and beautiful corgis and some other interesting things like that. If you go to my website, by the way, you can also sign up for my e-zine and get a quiz about your passion and purpose. So that'll define
what those are great. Purposes. I always love quizzes. Those are always fun. And or you can read it. We're on the BBS network. We have our blogs posted up there.
Yes,
too.
We do.
So lots of ways to be connected. And thank you for joining us in our fun here. And what else do we need to leave them with, Joan?
I feel like breaking into song, but I won't do that.
Yeah, you know, everyone, thank you so very much. 'Cause we track. We can feel all this, and our intention is that you can start to notice things and feel things and that this time together. So listen to us again on podcast. This weekend I had people telling me, oh, wow, it just was so nice. It was like being with you. And I went, ooh, right on. That's exactly what you're supposed to think.
Right. And you can listen to all the archive shows on BBS here, but you can also get there's an extra 13 shows that are on YouTube as well. You can just binge watch. Just have a Conscious with Joan and Janet marathon weekend.
That's right. Be in heart space all weekend. Whoa, won't that make a difference in your life? All righty. Well, thank you all so very much. It's been fun.
Been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.